Yeah, Sachin, looking ahead to the championship, it couldn't be worse preparation. We've been relegated from Division One, and now our manager has stepped down after a meeting with the players. So there's a real county in turmoil situation been happening, and it's been happening this number of weeks. And now more bad news. And I suppose Paddy stepping down throws up a couple of questions. I mean, can you blame Paddy for some of our form this season? Certainly the attitude of our players against Mayo in a do or die game. I don't think you can blame Paddy for that. And the fact, of course, now if Aidan O'Rourke and Paddy Bradley take over, that they are part of that management team that was coaching the team. So it throws up a couple of questions which don't make a lot of sense. But at this point, looking forward, I mean, all we can do now as a county is pull together, get behind the lads, get our injury cleared up. And the lads have to put a tactical formation in charge of our team that makes us difficult to break down and makes us more of a scoring threat going forward. And that's all we can look for, because Down is coming down the tracks 23rd of April. So this is happening quick. There is little or no time. So at this point, all we can do is pull together. But that is so, so difficult at the minute with all the turmoil and backstories and rhetoric that's going on. And of course, we have the big meeting on Thursday night. The press haven't been allowed into this, and some people are frustrated about that. But listen, that's down to them. That's their option to do that. There's going to be questions from the floor. Some of them questions may be difficult questions, but at this point, we've got to clear up the mess and get ourselves in the front footing, that we know where our academy is at. We have people in charge of it, and we have a plan for that. And then we need to get behind our county team, figure out who's going to be taking it long term, because the players need to know, not just this Roscommon game at the weekend, leading into the championship, who's going to be in charge, who's calling the shots. And we need then for those lads to pull together and go into the Ulster Championship and be ready for this match. So listen, it's a big time for Donegal in terms of the whole county is in turmoil.